a recent study from NMAIT shows that they analyzed two groups of students, one that used GPT and other that didn't use. And this group that used ChatGPT reduced 47% of their cognitive capacity. Another research shows that 95% of the companies that invest in AI didn't see return.
Yeah.
Just 5% see value or can measure the value. Need to step back in some ways and rethink what kind of world we need to deliver or create, and for who,
yeah.
and how, because, you know, at least for now, this is our decision. The environment don't need us. We need the environment. The environment could survive without us.
Welcome to Software Testing Unleashed, the podcast for testers, test managers, and developers who want to create great software. My name is Richie. I'm software quality coach, keynote speaker, and author. And today I have an episode from the OOP conference in Munich for you. My guest today is Graciela Simone Tonin, and we talked about what we have to learn and what we have to unlearn these days in the age of AI. What should we learn and unlearn as an individual, as an organization, and as teams? Enjoy Graciela's perspective and have fun with the episode. And one more thing before we go on. Over the last 25 years, I've seen a lot of testing projects. Some went great, some went sideways. And the difference was rarely the tooling. It usually came down to a handful of things teams got right or didn't. So I sat down and wrote them up. 7 success factors for software testing. It's a free ebook and it's now available in English too. And it's not just something to read on the couch. It's a workbook with exercises so you can check where your own project stands on each factor. If you want to have a look, you'll find it on tul.fm/ebook. The link is also in the show notes. And now have a good one and enjoy the episode. Hi, Graciela. Great to have you on the show here.
Hi, thank you. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for me. We are now here in the OOP in Munich 2026. The second conference day is sliding out. The last talks are running. And do you have your talk already?
Yes, I did yesterday.
Okay, so you're now totally relaxed when you're here.
Yes.
In the podcast. Up front to the conference, I read the abstracts and I saw your speeches about how to deal with all learning and also unlearning in the age of AI nowadays and for organizations. I thought, oh, that's a very interesting topic I want to talk about.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. You know, nowadays the question is no more what AI can do it or what AI can do. AI can do better code. Sometimes even strategy, write test, and any task, you know? So the question is how we can transform or unlearn institutions as universities, business, what will be the unlike, the unique human value in this new world or new era that we call the compute super cycle or compute AI super cycle, you know? So the idea was bring some discussion data and also recent research that show how the society is trying to face this challenge, you know? Because as a professor, we need to completely transform the way we teach, the way we use methodology to provide knowledge for the students, you know, but also has a business, you know, the business model is completely transforming. And sometimes it's not just about specifically when we talk about human abilities, maybe, or competence, it's not just about how I can do a course and understand AI or these LLMs or this new, you know, how to do a prompt. Yeah. But it's how I create this new and drive this new world and new era as a human leading it, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So you mentioned the universities and also in the abstract there was this the school before university. Well, what do you think? What could be a change there to reflect the modern world of, and what do we have to learn there for the world now in the future?
This is a hard question, but yeah. We don't know yet the answer. But the thing is, the young generation, all of them is using AI to study, to do college tasks, and even at university to do the tasks they need to has a homework and so on. So we have no choice, you know? We need to understand how we can create safe environments as in university, but also in business, and do experimentation and try to understand how we can use it to, in fact, learn, evolve, or as a tool, or as a co-author implementing software and not just author, you know? Because when a recent study from NMIT shows that they analyzed two groups of students, one that used GPT and other that didn't use. And this group that used ChatGPT reduced 47% of their cognitive capacity. You know, they didn't remember after some days, they completely didn't remember the context, they didn't learn, in fact. So we are missing cognitive abilities. And this is important, you know. It's not just about develop a new competence that understand a new technology and apply it to solve complex problems, but it's about didn't miss our KI, you know, because it's a challenge. Mm-hmm. And we have some good experimentation that some university and companies are doing to try to increment it or implement it in universities, such as definitely university needs to transform the model to teach and share knowledge. The professor will not be more the holder of the knowledge. The university will be not the place we go to get information knowledge. We are surrounded about a lot of information from many, many countries, many, many good university in any place we are. You know, we can access it through internet. So the idea is probably university will be a hub where we can know that the content they are sharing is a trustful content. University can design, you know, design the journey of my professional career, helping me to make good decisions, helping me to drive this journey, but also help me to develop critical thinking, ethical issues, you know, think about that, question about that. So the professor will be more a guide, a sponsor that support my process of learning, my own journey. And for sure, AI could help to personalize it.
Yeah.
For example, in software engineering, in computer science, we have many, many examples when we use AI to tutoring. And they are there with the students 24 hours, professor. And also they could support each student in each level, personalized for that student and that challenges the student is facing during that process or that exercise. Even if it's simple exercise or complex exercise, the AI could help to improve my knowledge in this sense or in this way. And university could help to develop these tools and help students understand how to deal with it, how to use it in a good way that helped me to have a superpower or super intelligence instead of drop my reduce my intelligence. But you know, the thing is, we are seeing that most of students are using a Claude in computer science subject to implement code. A Claude's research recently showed that the bad thing is that people are just asking for AI to, delivering for AI the task, you know? AI do the task. They are straightforward, asking the task. It's not about co-author or discussing or collaborate as a pattern, a partner. But they just asking and transfer the, this responsibility. This is the risk, and it's a problem we are facing now, you know?
So we have to also to learn to use the AI stuff more appropriate, so that we don't just put in what we want, but to make a process out of the working with the AI.
Yes, because for sure we don't know the best way to use AI. We are just starting with many models, and now generative AI is famous and everything, the hype is just happened, and we are starting using a lot of agentic AI, that the power is superpower, that could make better decisions sometimes than better than us, because can consider a lot of data and data and so on. But if you didn't collaborate and try and share these initiatives to understand how we can develop this process, frameworks, and ways to learn and unlearn, I can't believe that it will be possible we create a better environment, because, you know, things happen in an unprecedented velocity nowadays. And it, for example, one thing that I really believe that will be important is sharing knowledge community. As you say in the Agile squads or squad methodology, things like the guildas, yeah, we have to discuss, to collaborate in some areas and create better solutions to complex worlds. So in one side, we have a world with a lot of complex problems, geopolitical problems, war, environmental issues, and so on. On the other hand, we have like a lot of good technology and knowledges that we can use, but changing fast in unprecedented velocity. So in my opinion, if your university will be a hub, if you create more communities to sharing this knowledges and try, for example, you are a specialist in quality and test, and so we can together discuss, share knowledge, experimentation, and our learning in this process. Maybe we can face or discover better way to deal with it, you know? Has was, for example, I really like to use this example in the pandemic time. Mm-hmm. The vaccine was possible in a faster way to be developed, because this huge collaboration around the world with many scientists discover a piece of research and connected, and it connected results in a vaccine that saved a lot of people, you know? Yeah. So for me, this, it means that probably we need to collaborate more as a human.
And that's a good way of learning too.
Yes. So,
you mentioned also the word of unlearning things. Uh-huh. I find that very interesting, because what do you in specific mean? What should we unlearn? What's behind that?
My vision about that is that because as a human, for example, Agile principles starting emphasize that you need to think more about sustainable work, sustainable journey of work, be more empathic, collaborate instead of just competition, deliver value, and these kind of things. And I believe that we forgot or we missed this kind of essentially human qualities and abilities or behaviors. And we just are in like a robot sometimes, you know, acting, facing, challenging, working every day a lot. We saw that increased the number of problems, mental health problems in companies. And in fact, it reduced, it's a correlation, reduced productivity, reduced result for the business that is also not good. But we miss these kind of things, in my opinion, you know? We're just starting trying to make money in delivering new products, new services, and be in this cycle every day, more robotic way of work and delivery tasks and so on, and automate things, but instead of considering the impact, considering the environment, the people, the society, and also the inequalities, you know, because we have a lot of challenges that we not consider. We say that, for example, in Brazil, we have like a small city that they still don't have electricity, but they will provide the city, the ecosystem, the government, the private sector. We invest millions and millions of dollars in a new IT infrastructure to cloud to provide the space to AI to save data, you know, and improve the models, for example, you know, data centers and so on. So it's a paradox. And for me, unlearning is something like that. You need to step back in some ways and rethink what kind of world we need to deliver or create, and for who, and how, because, you know, at least for now, this is our decision. We can make this decision. We are guiding the AI. I know that there is a monopolization of the AI models. That is something you must concern and we cannot control, maybe. But it's a human guiding and driving these changes. So maybe we need to rethink a little bit and unlearn something, how to do a work, for example.
It's a good inspiration. So when we transfer to the business environment, to companies and organizations, what do you think are the, when we look at the people there, what is their ability to learn? What should they learn now and what they have to unlearn? Is this different, or do you have some...
In some way it is, but you know, it's complementary. But when we are doing business nowadays, and in many, many companies that I'm visiting or lead a project, I still saw like a top-down leadership where the C-level or the high level make the decision, define the strategy and so on, for example, just one example. And imagine now if all these challenges, all the complex problems we need to deliver a solution, to improve our business and also to stay competitive in the market, and because the time to market doesn't make sense to have this kind of leadership nowadays, in my opinion, you know? We need, for example, change the leadership way in the companies, how we can make a decision, how we can define a strategy, such as... I saw a lot of companies, another research shows that 95% of the companies that invest in AI didn't see return. Just 5% see value or can measure the value. Né? Some of them maybe even measure something or could measure something and see something. And why? Because they are just hyper AI driving. And not like a concern decision, a strategical decision, connected in all layers of the company. It's not just a isolated experimentation that they try to do something, someone there try to do something to help the company, you know? So this kind of context that Agile suggests something like that, you know? We need to collaborate everyone to make better decisions. First, to define it as a strategy. AI will be a strategy. Must be on the governance because also of the risk and the challenge, you know, cybersecurity and so on. And to do that, it's important that the leadership guides this culture. We cannot assume that we'll have it without a culture guided by decision made by data, collaborative discussion, safe environment, so I can test, try, experiment, and suggest better ways to do something. Because sometimes I'm in contact with customer. Many times people ask me as a consultancy in Agile, how I can solve it. I ask them, you are in contact with the customer. What did they tell you? I don't know. I'm not you. You have 20 years in contact with customer. You listen then, you know, let's start listening. Then maybe we can make better decision and collect data and consider this data. So in many layers, we need to rethink a little bit the organogram of the companies, how leader act. Because leader will not be like, most of time we consider leaders someone that are just defined the strategy, but didn't in fact lead and make the architecture of this strategy with defining the priorities in each department, in each situation, discussing with their leaders of this department, for example. We need to redefine how to evaluate, for example, in software. If I consider velocity, I never trust that this is a good KPI. But if you consider velocity as a good KPI, you know, everyone can deliver a lot of things now with AI and maybe destroy the security, input a lot of vulnerabilities and flaws in the code, you know, so doesn't make sense. So we need also relearn how we can define KPIs to achieve the results of the companies connected with the strategy in another way, in a new way of collaborate as a workers, you know. And the World Economic Forum show a research that at least 40% of population will need to reskilling or upskilling. That means learn a new skill for the future of work, future of job, or at least unlearn or transform the skill you have to adapt to the new needs of the market and this era. I believe that is the first main things you need. And also this idea of that alone has in your company, we can go fast or go forward. Probably you need to think more about collaborate with more partnerships, collaborate with universities. You need to bring this gap, you know, create a bridge to reduce this gap because we need to deliver for the market as a university a good professional, you know. And we are like responsible for this development. But for example, if you consider software engineering, we are saying that AI will drop the junior software engineering job.
Yeah.
If I don't have a junior software engineering, how I can have a senior software engineering to make better? You know.
Yeah.
So I know that maybe AI can do better work. But so how I can solve it, and my suggestion is improve the connection with universities in the early days of the students at the undergraduate course, sharing. So in software expert software engineer sharing the impact of using AI in a better way, the risk, sharing how to deal with complex problems, how to solve real problems, bring some problems to students' test, bring them to the real world and connecting them so we can use more PBL approach to teach, that is problem-based or project-based learning. So this connection is so important too. And also it helps companies connect the young students with their culture, starting teaching them early the culture of the company, and probably when they go to the market with more maturity, they will be prepared or better prepared to go inside your company and be part of your team and create and deliver better results for your customer, for example, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So we have some challenges.
Yeah, there are some such challenges. For us as a software engineer, tester, developer or something, do you have one tip? What skill should I look for my own? What should I more learn or what in a personal way?
We are discussing a lot about how to improve curriculum nowadays. For example, what kind of competences would you like to teach for the future professional? So one thing for me is learn how to learn. We call it, you know, because we have, you know, yesterday I was looking many data about AI and the education revolution. But which one I can trust? Which one is the best data? You spend a lot of time trying to understand the amount of data you can access. Even you could use AI to bring you some ideas, but you need to trust in that data. So learn to learn how to solve complex problems. Because, you know, one thing that is, for me, in my opinion, is unique human is, okay, I have a customer that have a complex problem, but it's in that area that I know, but always they have a specific characteristic is that customer. And you go there and you need a specific way to negotiate, to define the requirements, to define the schedule and so on. We have a lot of opportunities in our area, but you need a good team working. So know how to work in team, it's important, because it's impossible to deliver a good and powerful software alone. You need, at some point, you could start alone, but at some point you need someone to help you to scale and achieve more customers and so on. Critical thinking, how learn to learn, ethical, it's so important for me. Today, if you're asking me if I will hiring, analyze some curriculum to work with me, for me commitment is the most important thing, you know? If the person is ethical, personal, good behavior, respect diversity, because how to learn a tool? I have many tutorials and materials that can say, oh, I can help you.
Yeah.
And we learn together this tool, you know? And tools change, languages change, frameworks change, but the way you think, you behavior in front of your customer, you treat people, this is so important, even to gain contracts, to make money, you know? Yeah. So this kind of ability, in my opinion, will be so important. Because for knowledge in any areas, we will have a lot of material and support that help us to understand that content and learn about, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's very, very inspiring because, that gives us an idea of what we can learn and to face all these challenges we have in the future, you know, with AI now. Yeah.
And to unlearn, just to answer, and maybe connecting with what I said, is how we think about we make business, how we think about, we define our career, or how the amount of time we spend with things that matter, like with families or relatives or so on, you know? And even for us, because this recent research that showed that mental health is an issue for many, many companies, and it is increasing through the time, is because we didn't save time for us. You know, to do something that you like, go to a park, I love play piano, do yoga, I don't know what is good for you, you know? So maybe it's important to unlearn how we can connect with ourselves, you know?
That's I think,
and
a very
and
good
our
advice.
Inner essence, you know?
Yeah.
And also for sure, we need to think more about how to impact the environment. Because a friend of mine of sustainable subject told me, the environment don't need us. We need the environment. The environment could survive without us. We didn't realize. I said, oh yes, oh gosh, we need to take the environment, you know?
I think the thinking about an environment steps a little bit back in the last 2 years because of all the AI stuff and the geopolitical problems. Uh-huh. But it's so important because it's the the future environment that we have just this one.
So true.
Graciela, thank you very much for all these insights. It was very inspiring. I think we can now think about how to deal with our teams, with ourselves, what to learn, what to unlearn. I think that's a very, very nice claim, I think. So thank you very much that you were here. I wish you a great rest of the conference here and a safe travel home, and hope you see you soon.
Thank you. My pleasure. Thank you so much for this opportunity. Thank you. Bye-bye.